to North Wexford, and I'm joined in the studio by two gentlemen, Chris Montague and Michael McGovern. Kilmichael Hill is located in the middle of the triangle between Hollyford, Monaseed and Cranford villages. It's approximately 6 miles from Goree, and they are very concerned about a major development taking place there to do with wind farms. So Michael, you sent me the information first. I'll come to you first. What are you concerned about?
Well, Alan, firstly, thanks for having us on, and we'll be far more comfortable talking to Liam Spratt about the footballers' great win at the weekend. But we're very concerned. In mid-February, we heard about this new proposed development for a wind farm in our area.
Yeah.
8 turbines, huge height, so they're 182 metres. The length of Croke Park, not the width, the length of Croke Park plus 30 metres, that's the height of them. They're on Kilmichael Hill. Then there's going to be a new proposed substation for Glendorn, which is my part of the country, straight across the road from our home place, with all the risks and hazards that comes with that. A development compound next door to it, and then underground cabling from Kilmichael to Glendorn to pipe the electricity, where it will be transported onto the national grid.
And for you, Chris, when did you first become aware of this? Has there been consultation with you?
Well, the Regnum, who are the company that are developing the wind farm, first sent leaflets, as they're obliged to do, to people within 1 kilometre,
yeah.
Which is about 90 houses. And the leaflet we got showed a little red stop star in the middle of the forestry. I think a lot of people fail to realise what it all meant and what
were
the
implications were. Were there any meetings or anything, or any pre-consultation meetings?
Well, they called to people who wanted to talk to them, and I talked to them in February in my kitchen and went through the proposals with them. But the level of community engagement is limited to their obligation, which is 90 people who are very, very close to the turbines. We've discovered over the last 2 months that there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of houses who are within 2, 2.5 and 3 kilometres who have heard nothing about it, nothing at all.
You know, people will welcome this initiative. They'll probably give employment to the area. They'll probably be in favour of it. But I know what you're going to say to me. It's not on their doorsteps.
There is. There's a community development fund which comes along with every wind farm. It has to be there to donate money to social enterprises, schools, community
groups. So is there support within the area for Chris? Or is everyone
against it? We've collected over 400 signatures on a petition so far. We've visited approaching 300 houses in the vicinity so far. We've had one public meeting, which was attended by about 150 people. We've got another one at 8 o'clock in the Amber Springs this evening, and we're expecting over 250, 300
So there
people.
Is a public meeting tonight?
There is a public meeting tonight.
In the Amber Springs.
And it's for the people to get information and express their concerns or otherwise about
what stage is that at the moment, Michael?
Okay, well, just firstly, to make it absolutely clear, Alan, our committee and everybody behind this campaign fully supports renewable energy. We know, we realise the world we live in at the moment, the Ukraine crisis, the Middle East crisis, Trump, etc., etc. So we are not against renewable energy. I think that needs to be stated. The stage it's at, this company, Regnum, have indicated to us that they're going to be putting in a planning application this September. It won't be submitted to the local county council here in Wexford. It's going in directly to Uncommissioned Planála, or Board Planála, as probably most of your listeners will know them as. So they're going to lodge directly to them under SID guidelines. So that's where it's at. We're only 2.5 months into a campaign. They've had a 2.5 year secretive deals behind back doors with local landowners that we weren't aware of. So we're trying to gear ourselves up, Alan, to get ready to lodge objections or observations, as they're called. So we're trying to do that at the moment and get the community behind it. Yeah. We've had an enormous reaction.
So it's not actually done and dusted then at this stage?
No.
Yeah.
No. It's not done and dusted. It'll go in September, or that's what they're telling us. So,
I mean, I'm only getting this information, but I will, as I'm duty bound to, is go back to Regnum Renewables Energy Limited.
Correct.
And give them a right of reply and a right of response to say where they're at with this, and they're more than welcome to do so. As I said, we're just sharing this. We're live on air. You're sharing this with me at the moment. This information is coming to me. You're very concerned about infrasound low frequency noise. What's this?
Absolutely. 2.5 months ago, I'd never heard of this, but we've spent a lot of time going around the country talking to other groups, learning about their concerns, their experiences, the problems, the good points, the bad points. And the very obvious ones are the visual impact of it, the noise that will come from the turbines, the flicker that you'll get early in the morning, late at night. But one that none of us were aware of is this infrasound or low frequency noise. Us as human beings, we can't hear it, but animals can hear it. And
like a dog whistle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it really affects dogs. A man in Cork on Friday was telling me that when the turbine went in first, his dog was losing its mind, barking at the turbine.
And he didn't know what it was.
He didn't know what it was because he wasn't aware at that stage. So it can, unlike audible sound that you can cut out if you close your doors or windows, with this infrasound, it's actually capable of penetrating buildings. And to such an extent that it affects people sleeping. It doesn't affect everybody, but it affects a lot of people. Right. And
the point you've made, Michael, is that they can actually bypass Wexford County Council on this.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, as I said, the meeting is on today. I know Joe Sullivan brought it to my attention.
Yeah.
So undoubtedly he's going to perhaps raise it today as well, the Cathaoirleach. They mightn't be able to do an awful lot if they're going to bypass the council.
Yeah, Wexford County Council still play an important role.
Do they?
I suppose, they're the guardians of the county development plan, which is a very important document for development in the county. They have designated the north of the county in their development plan as not an area suitable for any more wind farms. So we will be looking and calling on Wexford County Council to put in a good, robust observation to back their development plan that this is a most unsuitable area for a wind farm.
I mean, you've stated quite clearly that you're not against renewable energy, but is it the case, because I'm also very much aware of what's happening in Gosseran, and that's a different form of energy.
Yeah.
But there are ongoing protests in the county. So basically, what is the stance in areas like yours? You're in favour of, but you want to put somewhere that it's away from people's houses?
That's exactly it, Alan.
Well, I think there are areas, there are areas within the Wexford County Development Plan that are identified as suitable for wind.
Where it doesn't impact on people's lives.
Where, you know, Wexford County Council have been through the process of looking at the different areas of the county, and they have identified areas that are suitable. And our area is one that they've definitely said isn't.
Right.
But there's such pressure from politics, the government, renewable energy targets, that the developers are choosing and selecting any piece of land which sticks up in the air, which has good wind speeds, and trying to get something through.
You're concerned about the process, Michael. I would ask you to be careful in what you say here, because you could leave yourself open a bit.
Yep.
So do you want to just carefully choose your words about the process?
Okay, well, first of all, you're hearing a very one-sided part of this debate. I would very much welcome a Regnum representative to come on here with you, Alan, and to have a conversation with them. I'd very much welcome them to come and meet the community and trash out the issues and address the concerns we have, but they won't do that. Their game...
Well, I haven't asked them yet, and I will ask them. So, like, I can't say they won't do, because I actually haven't sent... But I will.
Yeah.
I am going to send it now that I have the information. But you believe they won't?
I'd be very surprised. I could be wrong, but I'd be surprised. But...
Well, let's see what happens when we contact them. You know?
Yeah, very good. Well, all I know, all I can speak from is our experience over the last 2.5 months. They've been going around our area for 2.5 years, and we never knew anything about this. I have, and my brother, met with representatives of Regnum, and they told us a barefaced lie, and I'll stand over that. And my brother is going to back that up.
They are your words, Michael.
Absolutely, and it's one side of it.
And I have to go back to them. And I'm just, in the interest of balance, I will go back to them and give them the right to reply, whether it be by statement or they're more than welcome to come on air to respond to what you've said today.
That's, no, I have no issues with that, and that's very fair. But you had a process, even the fact, like, this is a very controversial development, and even the very fact that our own local council is not going to get the opportunity to look ahead, look at the issues. They have a very thorough wind energy strategy for the county.
But have you not said that there is a loophole there, the council, with the development plan?
It's not a loophole. Yeah. It goes direct on Cumasun Pleanála. Wexford County Council will make an observation to that.
Yeah.
But it's only an observation.
I see. Okay.
And Ann Cumasun Pleanála have the right to overrule a county development plan, according to the Planning Act. So they do have that.
Yeah.
That can't.
So tonight's tonight then. The meeting is on tonight.
Absolutely.
And you want people in the general area to come to the meeting?
That's it. People within 5 kilometres of this are going to be affected by it. It's not just, and I need to stress this for your listeners, Alan, it's not just people that are living around Kilmichael Hill will be impacted by this. It's people within 5 kilometres. This infrasound has caused issues over 5 kilometres. So that's really the big health issue that we're concerned about.
Keep us up to date, will you? I'll come back to you if I hear from the company itself, Regnum Renewables. Anything else you'd like to add, Chris, before we conclude?
No, I don't think so. I think really the point that Michael made, there are so many people affected by this. We've counted the number of houses within certain distances of the wind farm. And the latest map we've done shows 630 residences within 3 kilometres. That's got to be over 2,000 people. It's a lot of people.
I know Joe Sullivan wants to make a comment this morning or this afternoon, and I'll bring that comment to our listeners' attention tomorrow. But we leave it there for the moment. Keep us up to date, please.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Thank you
for joining us in studio.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix